From the KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point, welcome to Game 2 of our Fox Sports High School Hockey Doubleheader. I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens are on the air. Well, here comes an interesting hockey matchup. The Evergreens traditionally have had no luck at all against Stevens Point. In fact, I can't remember the last time they've come away with a win on this ice. The Evergreens just struggle here, and Stevens Point, more years than not, has been the better team. But Spash comes in here off a really lousy game, a 6-1 loss to Mosinee. And that's a team that the Evergreens beat earlier in the season in overtime, 5-4. So, can't remember the last time that these teams have had a common opponent where the Evergreens get the W and Spash gets the loss. And the Evergreens, I don't know, earlier in the season, late part of November and through maybe the first half of December, Everest wasn't playing all that well. Evergreens rolled into that Antigo tournament over the Christmas break as a 500 team, 4-4-0, came out of there with two wins and took home the trophy from the Langlade County tournament. Evergreens beat Antigo 4-0, got themselves above 500, and then took the championship game over Bayport when they were last seen on hot ice, 3-2. That was a Yakus late goal that gave the Evergreens a win. Jacob Yakus been making a habit of putting goals on the scoreboard in the late moments of games so far this year. So the Evergreens come in trending up. Spash comes in trending down. Evergreens will be getting much improved play in goal. Jared Kacprzak was sharp in goal when he was filling in for Ethan Hurt. Hurt's been back between the pipes for the last two games and will start tonight. Spencer Wiersba, who's now a senior, has been one of the best goalies that Spash has had. He's got 4 years of experience. He started as a freshman and was pretty good then. And now we're 3 years down the road with him. So Spencer Wiersba has been a tough nut to crack over the years for the Evergreens. So this, again, I think sets up as an intriguing night of hockey. And we're glad to bring it to you. We're starting a little bit late. Again, we are on tape delay, but this game in real time didn't start until 8 o'clock. They have a public skating session here at KB Willett, and they didn't cancel that. The JV game played extra short. In fact, we had only a 5-minute third period. The Evergreens won the JV game 2-1. Evergreens had a 1-0 lead. They were skating 5-on-3 with Spash having to kill off 2 5-minute majors in the JV game. Evergreens got only one goal out of that. Gave up an even strength goal in the second period 1-1, and the Evergreens scored a late one for the 2-1 JV victory. So congratulations to our DC Everest JVers. Let's see if the varsity can match that as well. We are going to see some of the hockey team over the next couple of days, too. On Thursday, DC Everest Hockey travels to Wisconsin Rapids. That'll be a live game here on Fox Sports, AM 1390. If you're traveling down to Rapids to see it, 7 o'clock face-off, or at 7 o'clock live here at Fox Sports. And then we'll be with the hockey team again this coming Monday, so 6 days from today. Hockey is back on the road. Seems like they're all road games this year. Hockey team will be on the road against Wapaka, and we'll have that game live, too, on Fox Sports AM 1390. And some Everest boys basketball, too, on Friday night. We'll be back down here at Spash as the Evergreens take on the Panthers. The Everest boys basketball team, they're good this year. They're off to a 6-0 start. They blew out Lakeland, if you were with us for the broadcast of that last night. Teams are about to come out on the ice. Our national anthem, we'll introduce you to the starting lineups, and then we'll drop the puck for DC Everest and Stevens Point. Game 2 of a Fox Sports Hockey doubleheader when we come back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. welcome back to the KB Willett Arena. We've got some new digs here, which is really nice. They did some mechanical work on the rink during the summer, so it's a new refrigeration system to keep the ice going. Again, this rink between the Spash varsity hockey program, the Stevens Point, and the youth hockey programs that played here, this is heavily used ice, and it's been completely renovated. And the press and media area, because the UW-Stevens Point hosted the NCAA Finals last year and needed a bigger press area, so we've got an even bigger balcony. We look over the blue line here on the right side of the ice. It's a really nice view because we're almost hanging right over the benches and the scorers area behind us. It really is a good sight line. Best seats in the house for us here at Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. The sportsmanship announcement being given to the crowd here. A lot of Everest fans have made the trip down. In fact, what, across the way, of the three sets of bleachers, two of them look like they're filled with the white and green of the DC Everest Evergreens. Spash also has a nice student section here, so we're going to make some noise before tonight's hockey is done. Going to introduce our starting lines before the national anthem. And there's Ethan Hurt. Again, senior, coming to the end, final run of his high school hockey career. And Hurt's playing probably some of the best goal of his career right now. There's Jacob Yaku, who's being introduced for the Evergreens. Davis Hackbarth comes out for Everest 2. Kyle Jaglinski. There's Colby Schmidt for Everest. Grant Ortell to complete the Evergreens starting five. Evergreens wear their road green jerseys. I mean, the Evergreens have had only, would you believe this? They've had only three home games so far this year. Evergreens wear their road green sweaters, white numerals, and white sketchy tree with the black breezers. Personally, I like the road green sweaters. The Evergreens uni's getting a makeover this year, and I think they look pretty good. And there's the opposing goalie, team captain Spencer Wiersba, being announced for Stevens Point. Hockey's brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Construction loans, too. Cloverbelt Credit Union. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com. Scores, highlights, podcasts, and blogs. A website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by DeVorty Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Inner City State Bank, the law firm of Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. That's everythingevergreens.com. Spash wears their home white sweaters, Panthers inscribed across the front, black breezers, and red trim for the Stevens Point Panthers. Now the crowd at KB Willett Ice Arena comes to their feet for the national anthem. Just about ready for hockey. I'm Chris Conley. Glad to be with you here on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. You know, year after year after year in the Valley Conference, the two elite hockey teams have been Wausau West and the Spash Panthers. And usually the story of the Everest hockey program is can they try and get themselves ranked among those two better teams, just have a little more history and have had more success year in, year out. Most people in the Valley agree that West is the elite team head and shoulders above tonight's opponent, the Spash Panthers. Evergreens will have a chance to exercise some demons against Stevens Point. Both of the meetings between these two teams were convincing Spash wins from a year ago. Hockey is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Meet right at the center circle. Cade Simage for Stevens Point. Davis Hackbarth take the draw for the Evergreens. Whistle sounds, puck drops, we're underway. Let's light this candle. Hockey for a Tuesday night. Spash controls back in their defensive end. Sends it right down into the corner. Icing. Spash tried to feed that along the far side boards. Tried to get it all the way down to Marcus Pruduzinski, a sophomore. And Spash has graduated, what, 7 or 8 of their leading scorers from a year ago. So this is a much different Spash team that handed the Evergreens those two losses in the 2018-19 season. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Spash wins the draw. Spash has to hold up onside. Cade Simage. Simage shot on goal. Blocker save goes behind the net. So early going, Ethan Hurd is tested, and he's up to the challenge. Rebounds out of the zone, comes all the way down the ice. Evergreens are chasing Colby Schmidt. Spash, though, has a defensive player there, Austin Conley, no relation. Conley's bodied into the boards. He's off his skates. Now Conley popped right back up and got the puck, too. Got a penalty coming up here, too. It's going to be on the Evergreens. Spash is going to get the goalie off. They still possess in their own back end. So Spash is going to go on an early power play. They're sitting up behind their own net, and it's 6-on-5 right now. Wiersma, the goalie, is off. Evergreen's got to touch this puck, and so far they still haven't. Spash is back at their own blue line. Spash moves forward. This is Luka Weinkauf, and now the Evergreens touch. Spash will skate 5-on-4 now. Guilty party is Grant Ortell, who makes his way over to the sin bin at 106 of the first period. Evergreen's penalty kill has been solid so far this year. He'll be tested here against this Spash team. Simage wins the draw, back to the blue line, shot on goal. Goalie was screen deflected just over the crossbar. Evergreen's keeper was beat there. Everest is lucky. Peyton Markey, one of the captains, got his stick on that just outside the crease and sent it over the crossbar. Evergreens clear the puck, though. Spash coming back. They're onside, rushing in. Luka Weinkauf. Weinkauf on the boards. This Spash team is a good passing team. Go right back to their blue line. Now down near the goal line, looking to center in front. Went right through. 2 minutes roughing announced to the crowd on the Ortell minor. Evergreens get this puck, send it high off the board. Spash cannot hold it in. Goes down the ice. Evergreens send a chaser, too. 1:15 left in the Spash man advantage. They've got one quality look at the net, but here they are, a little trouble getting this power play rush organized back in their own defensive end. Blue line, Spash player just fanned on it. The Evergreens are coming back the other way. Evergreens will get a shorthanded look. It was Eddie Zinda who got it forward. Zinda's shot was blocked. Evergreens still keep it alive shorthanded. Hackbarth tried to transfer it to his forehand side, lost control of the puck. 45 seconds left in the Everest penalty kill. Spash at the red line, pass to the near side boards, onside Brady Dillingham. Dillingham checked from behind, puck is loose, puck is out of the zone. Spash possesses, but they'll have to clear and touch up. 30 seconds left in the man advantage. Evergreens trying to kill this off, and they're 3/4 of the way there. It's behind the net, big hit. Mason Keller for Stevens Point. Engaged there with Colby Schmidt of the Evergreens. Hackbarth joins the fray, pinned up against the boards behind the net. Spash comes away with it. Big hit there, bodied up into the boards. Evergreen's physical here to kill off this penalty with 10 seconds left in the Spash man advantage. Centered in front, bouncing too far ahead of Brady Dillingham. Goes through the crease. Evergreen send it down, and we're back to full strength. Pretty solid penalty kill for DC Everest. 5-on-5 hockey now. The Evergreens just took it away on the far side boards. Here's Jakus. Spash with three players back. Jakus, he hit the post, and it goes behind the net. Jakus had Wiersma down on his skates too early. An opportunity missed for the Evergreens. Their best look at the net so far. Spash in the defensive end gets it out of the zone. So the Evergreens, it's a one and done. The Evergreens possess now back at their own defensive blue line. Bouncing puck forward for Parker Netzke. Netzke will send it behind the net. Alex Kessley tries to chase. Kessley, wow, Everest player was hit from behind off that puck. No whistle. Play through that. And the Evergreens try and hold this in along the far side boards. Bouncing puck that went through the crease high. No one home for the Evergreens to the far side. Keaton Ottinger on the ice. That puck went out of play. And we've got a stoppage at 13:02 of the first period. Boy, Jakus came so close to lighting the lamp. Wiersma doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He was beaten there. It clangs off the post. We're sponsored tonight by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive, too, till you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. On Wausau's north side, Abra Auto Body. Faceoff came just outside the Everest offensive blue line. Evergreens didn't win the draw, but now the puck back sent into the corner. Everest player hit goes flying. Parker Netzke. No whistle. Spash takes away the puck. Spash is usually a good passing team, but if anything, they may be a little bit rougher, and the Evergreens bring some size to the party, too. So this may be a different style of hockey than what we're used to seeing against Stevens Point. Spash gets so many goals against the Evergreens just from good passing and good puck movement. Something that's emphasized in their warm-ups and obviously in their practice. Spash has dominated possession here. Along the far side boards, there's Matthew Eden. Centered in front. Lau, good look at the net. Bounce right over the glove of the Evergreens keeper, Hurt, and goes into the corner. Hurt, I think, was screened. They didn't see that to the last minute, and the shot was off target. Bouncing, fluttering shot. Didn't get good wood on it for Stevens Point. Evergreens try and counterattack. It's 2-on-3, and Jakus is met into the boards and loses the puck. Jacob Stanky for Stevens Point takes it away. Still scoreless, 11:45 to play first period. Spash 0-for-1 on the power play. Spash at 5-on-5 here has the puck in the near corner. Evergreens have Hackbarth chasing, not able to clear. Now the Evergreens get it out. Spash has two players back. Grant Ortell decides not to chase. Colby Schmidt, though, is going to try and make a pest for himself as the Evergreens in a partial change. Spash along the near side. I don't know, these teams look a little more even to me than what we've seen in past years, so that's a positive trend for the Evergreens, who really haven't had a lot of momentum so far tonight. Spash behind their own net. Almost turned the puck over, and they did. Comes at neutral ice, though. Zinda tries to get that forward. Puck pinballs around. Couldn't get it to Kessley. And Spash comes away. Nope, too far out in front. Kitten Ottinger's closest to it for the Evergreens. Again, Spash trying to bounce back from a lousy 6-1 loss to Mosinee. Spash trailed 2-0 early in that match. Never got on track. One of Spash's worst losses in forever. Evergreens come back. 2-on-2 for the Evergreens. Can we make something happen here? Quinton Shiro. Shiro tried to transfer that to the forehand side of his stick. Lost the puck. Spash comes back the other way. Mason Keller. Keller tried to go back to someone at the point and sent it out of his own. Spash got a clear. Brandon Vilko holds the puck for a moment. Bouncing puck all the way down. Going to wave off icing. Nope, didn't touch anyone. Offensive zone faceoff for the Panthers coming up to Ethan Hurt's left. 0-0, 10:15 to play, first period. Hockey's brought to you by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39 to exit 181 in Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Evergreens do not win this faceoff. Spash goes back to the blue line, shot on goal, off the target, just wide. Mason Kelder. Kelder with a rocket just wide of the far post. Hurt was going to have a hard time with that one. Evergreen's counterattacking 3-on-1. Yaku's backhand off the block for loose in front. No one there for the Evergreens on mop-up duty. Yaku's tried to put that on goal backhand side. Wiersbe had to block or save that. Yaku's has had the two looks for the Evergreens, a post, and that pretty good chance from the right-hand side, near side boards, halfway down the circle. Puck went out of play into the scorer's area. The Evergreens are going to have an offensive zone face-off. Yaku's is playing with purpose tonight. Evergreens win this offensive zone face-off. It's in the skates of Grant Ortell, tried to put that on. Evers player just jabbing with the nub of the stick. I saw that, Colby Schmidt, playing on through it. Referee did not. Other end, Spash, shot on goal from the far side board. Save, Ethan Hurt. Hurt denies Cade Simage. Offensive zone faceoff for Stevens Point. I've seen the Spash team once already this year. Filled in for my colleague Tom King for an East Merrill co-op game against Stevens Point up at the Mark Center in Merrill. That game was not competitive. Spash didn't even play their number one goalie and had an 11-2 victory. Evergreen's coming back the other way. Everest is onside. Here's Jaglinski. Shot, low, blocker, and then stick save. Jaglinski took that in himself, realized that he didn't have a trailer behind him. Rebound comes all the way out of the zone, and Spash will possess. I don't know, the chances, which favored Stevens Point earlier, have kind of evened out here in the middle stages of the first period, and we're still scoreless. It's the kind of game where, boy, you would like to draw first blood, because the teams right now really do look even. So, play from in front, right? Bad pass from Spash, but that was into the skates of the Evergreens' Davis Hackbarth, and he couldn't control. Back now to Yaku's. Yaku's flicks that forward. That is wide of the goal, so it's icing. Come back for an offensive zone faceoff for Stevens Point. Yaku's was trying to feed that all the way down the ice to Alex Kisley, just a little bit wide of Alex's stick and wide of the near side post of the goal, too. Offensive zone faceoff for Spash. Quinton Shiro will take the draw. It's to Ethan Hurt's left. Spash wins it in traffic along the far side boards. Bouncing puck, kind of hard to handle for Brady Dillingham. Dillingham plays it into the far side corner. Luka Weinkauf is there. Weinkauf from behind the net. Evergreens take it away. Evergreens try and move this forward, waiting for the puck to come to him is Quinton Shiro. Shiro gets it out of the zone, but Spash is going to possess this. The Evergreens send a chaser down, send Alex Kesley. Spash player just overskated the puck. Kesley slammed him into the boards, but Spash comes away with it. 3-on-2 if Stevens Point hurries, slow in developing, and the Evergreens got an extra player back. Along the near side boards, no advantage for Jacob Sankey. Back to the blue line. Spash trying to feed to the slot. Goalie was screened. Shot didn't get through. It was blocked by the Evergreens. Brady Bunnell sacrificed his body. Good thing, too. Hurt was screened. 7:45 to play first period. Spash back onside here. Big hit by Yaku's, and out of the zone goes that puck. Spash still possesses, but they're back in their own defensive end. Yaku's disrupted the chance. Now Big Jacob's got the puck on his stick, circles back in the defensive end. Yaku's just lost his skate. He's taken down. They're going to call that penalty coming up here on Stevens Point. They're going to say that Yaku's was hooked down. Yaku's kind of circled back, and the Spash player is maybe the unintentional two-minute minor. Evergreens will go on the power play. I don't think the Spash player intended to do that. Aiden Botcher to the penalty box. Tripping. 9:35 of the first period. Spash wins the draw, sends it all the way down. So the Evergreens will have to run the length of the ice. Spash chases everything. Cross ice going to be 1-on-1. A little bit too long for Kisley, and Spash closest to it sends it back down again. 1:30 left. Got a whistle here. Got a penalty coming up. It's on the Evergreens. So now we'll skate 4-on-4. Opportunity lost for the Evergreens. Alex Kisley goes off the ice. So this comes at 9:58 of the first period. We'll skate 4-on-4, and then Spash will have a 30-second advantage. Spash has just iced the puck, sent it all the way down. Interference. Scoreless hockey. 4-on-4 now for a minute and 22 seconds. Just under 7 minutes to play in the first period. This is an offensive zone faceoff for Stevens Point. Brady Dillingham will take the draw. Evergreens win it in the corner. Here's Yakus. You know, in this 4-on-4, who's got the better skaters? Yakus is an outstanding skater. The Evergreens keep Davis Hackbarth on the ice, too. So two guys that can really fly. Spash sent that long down, icing. Evergreens will get an offensive zone face-off out of this. Hockey is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's South 3rd Avenue. Wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts, and warm Irish center boots. Serving central Wisconsin for over 80 years, Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. Brad Ortel will take this draw. It's to the Spash goalie Wiersma's right. Puck drops. Ortel was tangled up, unable to get to it, and Spash possesses. Spash goes cross ice. Maybe this will be a low-scoring affair. Spash 2-on-2, pass a little bit too long for Simange. Behind the net, Evergreens come away with it. Evergreens could have a 2-on-2 if they hurry here. And here's Yakus. He's onside. Got a trailer. Yakus carries it behind the net. Hackbarth in front. Tried to feed him. It's loose in front. And now it's underneath Wiersma's pad. Good save for Wiersma there. Yakus carried it behind the net. Tried to get it centered. Knew that he had Hackbarth there and a teammate too. Trying to close on that puck was Parker Hurd. Evergreens will have an offensive zone face-off. 43 seconds left of 4-on-4 hockey. Evergreens win this draw. Spash, though, comes away with the puck. No, Hackbarth keeps the chance alive. Hackbarth, stick handling, circles back to the corner. Now plays it back. Evergreens possess at their own blue line. Cross ice now to Parker Hurd. Hurd fed that in front. Wow, just off Ortel's stick, unable to steer it. Evergreens still hold. Hackbarth back to Ortel. Traffic in front. Shot, it's blocked. Didn't get through. Ortel still halfway down the circles. Goes back out. A little more space for Parker Hurd. Shot's deflected into the corner. Hackbarth is the closest player, closest Evergreen. Spash player overskated the puck there. Evergreen still fighting for it. Grant Ortel, Spash comes away with it. Evergreen's got a couple of looks. And now the Spash penalty is over. Spash skates with a man advantage for 25 seconds and counting. Bouncing puck sent all the way back down the ice. So Spash has 20 seconds and still not pushing forward yet in their defensive end. Long pass ahead. Big hit along the far side by Parker Hurd. Puck goes out of the zone. Spash has to regroup in their defensive end again. 5 seconds left in the penalty kill. And we are back to full strength, still scoreless. 5 minutes to play in the first period. Entertaining hockey for no goals scored so far. This has been fun. Spash tries to pick up this puck at the red line. They are onside. Moving forward here, Brady Dillingham. Dillingham's a captain, probably their best skater. Tried to send it back to the point, and no one was there. Evergreens take this away. Evergreens are onside. Evergreens pushing forward. Here's Yakus. Yakus taking down. Penalty coming up, and Yakus is able to slide that puck on goal. It's a save. It's the second time, though, that Spash will commit a penalty trying to defend or contend with Yakus. Evergreens go right back on the power play. Austin Connolly to the box. Penalty at 12:22 of the first period. Evergreens will now skate 5-on-4. Now the Evergreens kind of squashed their first power play chance by committing a penalty of their own, the Kisley 2-minute interference minor. Slashing 2-minute minor on Connolly. Evergreens right to the zone. Jaglinski, near side corner. Can he get it centered there? Goes behind the net. Hackbarth. Back to Yaku's blue line. Far side board. Sends it across. Here's Hurd for the Evergreens. Cross ice. Nice pass. Hackbarth. Hackbarth works the puck. Good puck movement here by the Evergreens. Cross ice. Well, I jinxed him. Tried to get it back to Hackbarth, and the Spash player was there to take it away. Mason Keller sends it all the way down the ice. Again, Evergreen's passing looked pretty good on the 5-on-4, but did not get a look at the net. 1 minute left in the power play. Still no score. Evergreen start this rush along the far sideboards. Here's Hackbarth. Hackbarth centered in front. Wow, he had Colby Schmidt right there. Couldn't steer it. Just wide of the near side post. Good look for the Evergreens. Evergreen still hold the zone. Hackbarth tries to wind up. Side slides to Jakus. Shot loose in front. Off of Wiersma's blocker to behind the net. Ortell a little bit behind Colby Schmidt and in his skates just outside of the zone. And Spash clears. Evergreens putting pressure on the net. This has been a pretty good power play, but the Evergreens have not lit the lamp yet. Back in their own defensive end, Evergreens rush up here. And this has been the best power play so far from either of these teams. 25 seconds left in the man advantage. Evergreens circle back. Evergreens Jaglinski off his skates, turns the puck over. Spash short-handed, going to bring this into the corner. Spash fills in two, shot just wide of the near post. Spash almost got a shorty with 10 seconds left in the power play. Evergreens come back the other way, still 5-on-4. Shot on goal, just wide by the Evergreens. Quinton Shiro may have been deflected by one of the Spash players. The power play is over, back to 5-on-5. 2.5 minutes left in the period. Spash is offsides. Cade Simaj was racing up along the far side boards, and his teammate right in the center of the ice was in early. Peyton Markey, captain and captain. Now this message, stand up to bullying. There are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. It's a message from our sister station, WIFC, brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Kasurik Kids Foundation, and these Midwest communication stations. Spash carried it behind the net, tried to center. It goes all the way out of the zone. The Evergreens send a chaser down there, Parker Nitzke. Nitzke, now the Evergreens did a good job filling in here. Keaton Ottinger joins the fray. Spash now has the puck back in their own defensive end. Spash has been winning the battle at neutral ice when we've been at 5-on-5. 2 minutes left in the period. We're still scoreless. Behind the net, Eddie Zinda fights for it. Spash holds the zone back to the blue line. A lot of traffic in front. Shot there is wide. Peyton Markey from the far side boards held in at the blue line. Evergreens try and counterattack Parker Nitzke. Nitzke fanned on that. Spash takes it away 2-on-2. Jakus and Jaglinski are back. Carried into the corner, Luka Winecoff. Winecoff now behind the net. He's bodied up there. Still has the puck. Back out to the blue line. Traffic there. And not putting it on goal was Dillingham. Tried to play it down low. Goes all the way around the boards. I think these are different boards, too. So the boards here are much more lively than I remember at the KB Willett Arena. For sure, new refrigeration center and a new media center up above the red line and the opposing benches. We like that. I think the boards may be new, too. Spash is going to get an offensive zone faceoff. The Evergreens have iced the puck. There's 1:14 left in the first period. Evergreens would feel pretty good about themselves if they are even at the end of the first period. That Evergreens power play didn't score on it, but sure did pepper the net. Spash here, backhand shot, it's blocked, didn't get through. Keaton Ottinger in between himself and the goalie. 1 minute to play in the period. Evergreens behind their own net. Eddie Zinda, no turnovers here. Shuffled forward, trying to get it to Hackbarth. Hackbarth possesses and sends it into his own corner. Can the Evergreens chase this? Colby Schmidt behind the net. Hackbarth fights for it, too, goes to the near side. Spash has two defenders there. 40 seconds left in the first period. Looks like the Evergreens are going to hold the zone in the closing moments of the period. Now Spash takes it away, forechecked along the board. Spash comes back 3-on-2, bouncing puck sent behind the net. Puck kind of wobbles into the corner in front. Wow, that went off one of the Everest defenders. Went off Zinda right in front. Spash jabs at it. Wraparound attempt, and Hurt denies with his stick down. Evergreens did their goalie no favors there. Sloppy with the puck behind the net. 10 seconds left in the period. Spash tries to get this centered. Zinda is battling for it along with Jaglinski for the Evergreens. And it looks like the period will come to an end there. D.C. Everest and Stevens Point are scoreless at the end of the first period. We'll give you our first half scores and first half statistics when we come back after a 3-minute break. Back in the studio, our intermission will be on this number one file. First intermission, D.C. Everest nothing, Stevens Point nothing. Back in three on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Intermission here at the KB Willett Arena. I'm Chris Conley, and there is no score between the DC Everest Evergreens and the Spash Panthers. I just thought visually that play was about even, and the first half stats are bearing that out too. In fact, the Evergreens outshot Spash 5-4 in that first period. Both teams had some power play opportunities. The Evergreens, though, really turned the screws. The 12-22 slashing penalty to Austin Conley, the Evergreens got a couple of quality looks at the net. And the Evergreens also had Jacob Yakuz. He hit the post on the Evergreens' first look at the goal tonight. So the Evergreens probably are telling themselves they played at least even, and for some stretches, maybe a little bit better than the Spash Panthers, even though the scoreboard says 0-0. Hockey Tonight is brought to you by Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Helping Central Wisconsin families for over 40 years, the law firm of Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks. And Hockey Tonight is brought to you by Dunright Exteriors. Siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For 65 years, Dunright is a real standout in the community. So this is the second game of a doubleheader for a Tuesday night, a school and work night. Knowing that the hour is a little bit late, we're glad that if you stayed up with us, you've got a good game. Stevens Point 0, DC Everest 0 at our first intermission. We'll get the teams back out to start period number 2 when we come right back. You're listening to DC Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.